Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 80.
4 years of learning.
Larry, do you want Larry or Lawrence?
Larry's good.
Larry March? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here once more at the turning of the tide, coming to you for Audio Obscura and Audio Mystery. No, I'm sorry. The Audio Mystery Podcast, I've been so aptly corrected to get it right this time. We are the Audio Mystery Podcast, just to distinguish ourselves from the other ones, the lesser ones that are out there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, David Martinez, and I'm joined by my co-host, partner in crime, aficionado, the great Michael Foster. How are you today, Foster?
David, I'm swell, and I'm ready to solve a mystery, and I'm excited as we continue Couples Month.
Yeah, heck yeah. We're in week 3 of Couples Month. February's just trucking along. Actually, timestamp, we're recording on Valentine's Day because this couple decided, you know what? We're going to spend our Valentine's Day with these dweebs. So thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, our couple this week, please welcome Larry March and Jimmy Sitzman. Woohoo!
Hi, hello.
Thank you. We're happy to have been chosen third.
Bronze for the win.
Well, oh, no.
Hey, you, to reiterate, you are, this is Valentine's Day. This is pretty special.
It is our first Valentine's Day where one of us didn't have to work at a restaurant, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to spend the whole day together and not have to, like, serve other people, which has been very nice.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. You were serving love. You were serving your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Extra guac, please.
I'm making pizza rolls later, so it's going to be, they're shaped like roses.
No way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I found it on TikTok. There was somebody, they did like strips of pizza dough, and it's just mozzarella cheese and marinara sauce. And then you lay out the pepperoni strips, and then you roll it up so that when you bake them, they kind of like bloom out in a rose.
Oh, cool.
What?
That's so cool.
I've never
I'll put pictures online later.
Yeah. I've never made rose food.
I've done apples before, but that's it.
That's spectacular and beautiful. Makes me cry just thinking about it.
Yeah. And it makes me cry because I'm alone.
Well, arguably, the couples from the first 2 weeks have just been warm-ups leading up to the Valentine's Day special that is this week's episode. I am the obscurist this week, which means I have prepared a mystery for all of our guessy boys. I have gone across the interwebs and found a strange audio source for our guessy boys to try and figure out across 6 clues what it is they are listening to, the source and the subject. If they get them correct, the source and the subject, they can win 3 points. And Michael Foster, what is it today that we can redeem those 3 points for should you win them?
David, I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you.
You can win a director's cut version on Laserdisc, 3 Men and a Baby.
Nice.
You know, I've been looking for a copy.
Yeah. 3 Men and a Baby. I'm just repeating it because I flubbed it the first time.
I definitely prefer the sequel, 3 Men and a Little Lady, but I mean, I'll take what I can get.
The not like it's like Lion King 1.5, but it's 3 Men and a Salty Teenager. Larry, Jimmy, how are you guys feeling about this week's mystery?
Oh, boy. So I'm not a very smart person. Like, I'm street smart, but intellectually, I'm relying on this one. He's the one who puts pieces together, and I just look pretty.
I am moderately confident.
I love it. That's good. I'm not sure our podcast has ever been described as intellectual or needing intellect to be good at it. So thank you, Foster. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm fine. I'm feeling okay.
Great. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Let's jump into this week's mystery. Of course, we have all of our fun little hijinks that we're going to get into as the game goes on. But let's get started with our clip number 1.
Usually they do something like, aren't you that guy? And so, you know.
That felt like that was from a fever dream.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. It was slightly quiet, but...
It's funny that you said fever dream. Jimmy literally said that phrase earlier today.
I did.
Yeah, exactly.
I did use that exact phrase. I cannot recall what about. But
we were talking about like getting out of an industry.
Oh, yeah. Like
months later.
Working in the restaurant industry. And I, like 8 months after I left, I still felt like, is this a fever dream? Because like I should still be in a restaurant. So
it sounded like a clip from like something that was scripted. I heard All Right at the beginning, and he said, you, that guy. So, like, maybe almost like a sitcom.
Yeah, I will warn you, pretty much all the clips are quite short. So this is one that you want to be, like, ready for when those clips come at you.
So this, what it reminded me of was, like, if you've ever been to, like, a party, and there's, like, the one person that, like, you had to obligatorily, which I don't think is a word, so please edit that out, invite, and they're just like in the corner saying like bits of syllables that aren't actual words strung together. That's what I got from it. So I'm of zero help on clip one.
Well, let's give it a... Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Foster.
No, I was going to say, I think, yeah, let's give it that second listen.
Sure. Here we go.
Usually they do something like, aren't you that guy? And so, you know.
I'll help you out. By the way, the first word is usually they. I'm giving you the second word, too.
Are there a lot of clips from this person?
I'll tell you what, there are a lot of clips from this source.
It almost sounded like Schwarzenegger. Like, almost.
Maybe. I got do something, dot, 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 are you that guy, with a lot of whys at the end.
I almost felt like this person was being interviewed, like, on a late night show. And giving one of those anecdotes.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. I could see that.
And my sub thought is this is like a low-rent Robin Williams type.
Low-rent?
Low-rent. Not a lot of rent.
Like okay. Like a B-list Robin Williams.
Yeah, a B-list Robin Williams, yeah. A diet Robin Williams.
Diet? Wish version.
A Wish version.
This podcast is not sponsored by Wish.
Not anymore. Great. I love it. Should we move on to clip two? Maybe we're not gonna get too much more out of that first one, so let's jump into the second one.
Yeah.
Here we go. Clip number two.
4 years of learning condensed into 10 minutes of listening.
What? So that would be that's like when you play an audiobook on like 4x speed. Just condensing that.
You do that a lot?
No.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Yeah.
I've only ever listened to one episode of one podcast in my life, and it was this an hour before we did this.
We were your first podcast? We broke your podcast?
You
virginity?
Were my first? You did. You did indeed. I've tried, and I get like 5 minutes in, and I'm like, I can't vision. Like, I get too distracted by things in my life. I need a television program so that I'm visually invested.
Wow. Fascinating. I don't think I've ever met someone who hasn't listened to a podcast, other than small children, perhaps.
And like people in rural communities who like...
Could you say that word again?
Rural. I can't say rural.
You said it better than I say it.
Rural.
Rural.
It's a weird word. R-U-R. Come on.
It's one of the
unnecessary.
Worst English words.
I have a trouble. I think we've talked about this on a previous episode. I have trouble with R sounds. I get made fun of in my family about it. It's fine. I'm not sad.
I can't say the word footloose if I'm saying it in a sentence. Like, if I'm like, oh, let's watch the movie Footloose, it comes out footloose. I have to, like, separate them out, foot and loose. I have to think
in
about
all fairness, it is
words.
Spelled like footloose. So,
exactly.
It feels like you should say it that way.
What is happening?
Let's hear clip two.
So
a second
back to
time.
Clip number two.
let's play our second listen for clip two. Here we go.
4 years of learning condensed into 10 minutes of listening.
Oh, right. Okay, so my first thought on this was it's some sort of, like, advertisement for, like, learning a second language, like a Duolingo or one of those, like, learn it super quick without having to put in the time. And also, it's specifically 4 years, which is how long it takes to get an undergraduate.
Yeah, it does seem like, yeah, like...
Sounds pretty intellectual to me.
Like, some kind of course. I think you're right. I don't know how it connects with the first clip, which just is, like... A guy being wacky. So, I don't know.
Clip three?
Let's do it. Let's get clip three. Here we go.
6 words later, the brain goes, whoa, you can't get away with that. And all of a sudden, it's like,
what?
This feels like a 90s era VHS learn a language quick or learn something fast.
I agree. The like quality of the way that it's recorded definitely doesn't tell me it's anything recent. Yeah. Like it does have that like 90s commercial vibe about it.
So I think I want to go back to what Foster said at the first clip, how you're talking about it sounds like a late night show interview, like an anecdote. So it almost sounds like this person is being interviewed about like this educational program that they're involved with. Cause he comes back on this one. He says 6 words later, the brain goes like, whoa. And then a bunch of garbled sounds. So it sounds almost like he's plugging this form of like audio learning.
Jimmy, let's say it at the same time and see if we're thinking the same thing. Are you ready?
Here we go. Oh my gosh, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Speed
National
reading.
American University. Nope. Nope. Two different answers. Yes, and.
So wait, National American University, is that an online college?
Oh, you don't remember that from the 90s? It had the like jingle American like University. One day, one night, Saturdays, all right. Online's just fine. Nighttime, anytime. Get your degree.
Set yourself free. National American University.
New sponsor.
They're getting so much ad time.
Yeah. We gave them the whole jingle.
They just replaced Wish as your number one donor.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
100%. You'll be getting your $25 check this month from them now.
That's so funny. Seriously, if you want to send us money, for the love of God, please do.
Oh, they don't send us money. They just let us audit one class per month.
And David, one class you could audit would be speed reading. You know,
could be
somebody who's famous for speed reading, maybe won a record or something. I don't know.
Are we listening to an interview with a Guinness World Record holder?
Maybe.
David?
Well, have we listened to that clip twice? Oh, I believe not.
David, Larry asked you a question.
You know, questions are just thrown generally out into the ether in this podcast, not usually answered. But let's hear clip 3 second time. Here we go.
6 words later, the brain goes, whoa, you can't get away with that. And all of a sudden, it's like,
you can't get away with that.
And apparently that was very funny. Because there was somebody laughing. It sounded like an audience person, but it could very well be like a late night host or the interviewer getting a kick out of this person.
He sounded like a Wish version of Jeff Goldblum to me.
He's got like almost a New York accent.
Yeah, like Jeff Goldblum anything Jeff Goldblum's been in.
Literally anything.
I think we could really appreciate Jeff Goldblum and the fact that like he knows what he's good at and he doesn't try to do this thing. Like Christopher Walken recently was in a movie where he was trying to be Irish and it doesn't work. And it's like, of course we knew this wasn't going to work. Jeff Goldblum, he doesn't do that. He's like, no, I'm going to be Jeff Goldblum. I'm going to sound like Jeff Goldblum. I'm not going to.
You're telling me. I watched this movie where Christopher Walken tried to be an orangutan. It was ridiculous.
Quick, what was the title of that movie?
It was the Jungle Book.
Oh.
Is that true?
He was in the Jungle Book?
Yeah, the live-action remake? Oh, if you haven't seen it, don't.
Yeah, he was King Louis.
Don't. Yeah, okay, heard.
It was Christopher Walken as an orangutan. It wasn't great. Any other thoughts? Clip 3. Well, if we're moving on, we are moving on to our halfway segment. We have reached the halfway point of our clips, which means it is time for our segment Hot or Cold. This might be new for you, Jimmy, if you listened to an older episode. I'm not sure if we did this on the episode you listened to, but for Hot or Cold, we are going to give all of our guessy boys a chance to guess one single word or like a compound phrase that goes together and find out if they're on the right track with their theories and ideas. So, of course, taking us into Hot or Cold will be our classic theme song that we play every week on the episode. Jimmy and Larry, if you would just give us a nice little rendition of that theme song for Hot or Cold.
Oh, because you're hot, then you're cold.
Yes, then you're no.
That's it.
Thank you. Well, yeah, we couldn't get the rights to the full thing, so it's just that. Yeah. That is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, Hot or Cold works like this. Each one of my guessy boys will get their turn for a guess. And I think we decided last time that we're going to get all the guesses first, and then I'll tell you each one if you're hot or cold. So we'll start with our guests this week. Jim and Larry, whoever wants to go first.
You want to go first?
Sure. Okay. I'm going to take that first shot and say interview.
Okay. Larry is saying interview.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to say, but mine is a... You suck. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you.
You know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say it's a compound word, or there's a hyphen. Late sure. night.
Late night.
Late night.
Okay. And Jimmy is going with late night.
And David, I am submitting
and Foster, yeah.
speed reading.
Speed reading. Foster says speed reading. All right. In order, Larry says interview, to which I will say hot.
Oh,
okay.
Jimmy says late night, right?
Mm-hmm.
To which I will say, you know what? I'm going to say cold.
Awesome. 10 out of 10.
I'm going to go so far as cold. And Foster says speed reading, to which I'll say lukewarm.
Hmm.
Okay. So I am the weakest link. Goodbye.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, it could still be like a TV show, like a daytime interview show or...
Oh yeah, like The View,
or like a news, like a news interview,
or The Real. I love The Real. If you're gonna pick The View or The Real, The Real's the way to go.
I've not heard of The Real. What's The Real?
It's The View, but it's with different people. They're less famous. It's like a B-list version.
Is it R-E-E-L, not or R-E-A-L?
R-E-A-L.
Okay.
I don't actually know if it's still on. It's just what we watched in the office when I worked at a staffing agency back in like 2015. So
nice.
That's all. That's my story.
I love it. You know what? I'm going to change my answer to Foster. I'm going to bump you up to regular warm from lukewarm.
Oh, okay.
I thought about it.
Okay.
I reflected on my choices, and this is how I've decided to become a better person.
But Jimmy is still cold.
But I'm still cold?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sweet. Yep. Awesome. Yep. Oh, very cold. That was a very confident cold.
We'll play us out with that theme song, our usual theme song for hot or cold. Insert here.
Hot or cold.
Great. We are now ready for the back half of our mystery, folks. So you can take that those nuggets that I've just given you about your ideas, and we're just going to plow ahead with clip number 4.
The reason you were put into the, by the way, was because you sang the song, You Got Trouble.
Okay. Right, from the Music Man.
The reason you were put in the FBI was because you sang that beautiful rendition from The Music Man.
From The Music Man.
What was we haven't heard pipes like that since Agent Johnson.
What was the song from The Music Man?
You Got Trouble.
I've never seen The Music Man.
Oh, no. It's the most famous one. It's like, oh, you've got trouble right here in River City. There's a capital P and it rhymes with T and that stands for tool? No, I have that backwards. It's a capital... Whatever.
Tool?
Okay. And then we had a bleep. Something important was, or revealing was, redacted.
I'm trying to think, like, what word would work in that sentence.
By the way, for our $100 a month members, you get access to our special Foster and I doing a rendition of You Got Trouble from Music Man. Full version. Stage.
We subscribe.
And in costume.
Please, we will like and subscribe after this.
Okay, and this, I think this was the interviewer talking.
Yeah, and the person being interviewed chimes in at the end.
Is this something akin to, like, Inside the Actor Studio?
Ooh.
Kind of thing where it's an interview, it's not late night.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
This person has a skill. Maybe it's linguistics adjacent. Well, they certainly can sing.
Yep.
We do have a second listen of clip number 4.
Yeah.
If you guys are ready for it.
Yeah. Do we?
All right. Here we go. Clip.
Do we want it?
4. Second time.
The reason you were put into the, by the way, was because you sang the song. You got trouble.
Right, from The Music Man.
I'm going to say it's not put on the, it's put in the. So I'm going to say put in the cast.
Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot.
It's because you sing that beautiful rendition of You've Got Trouble.
Okay, cool.
But how does that relate to 4 years of learning condensed into 10 minutes of listening? Oh my gosh.
That is our magic bell. The bell sound means you have asked a very good question to ask.
Oh, well, thank
How
you.
How does it relate?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And no further information.
Which is actually why I'm dinging a bell for you wondering how the clues connect with each other, which is the point of the game.
Thank you for confirming the objective of this podcast.
Premise confirmed.
Well, to be fair, I'm not very good at understanding premise, so that's actually helpful.
Well, okay, hold on, but there's a concept. So 4 years of learning condensed to 10 minutes of listening. We said it sounds like an advertisement of some kind. And this guy was put into, you know, the cast or whatever it was because of a rendition of a song. So some different way that he did this song showed that he had the skill set that lended to whatever we're advertising.
And yeah. Foster was put warm for speed reading. But the thing is, You've Got Trouble's already a pretty fast song. Like, was it his ability to sing a song much faster and still, like, have the words and the meaning come out, maybe?
Or just the fact that he did it well.
Or just the fact that he did it well at all?
Yeah, I don't know. We still, we've got a couple more clips.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's clip correct. Number five?
Two more clips.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's truck along. We got clip number five up next. Here we go.
I also grew up in a family with five sisters, so to get a word in edgewise, it was self-defense.
Been there.
Do you have
five sisters?
Do you have five
yeah?
sisters?
No.
I saw some nodding heads after listening to that clip.
Yeah.
Seems like we have some folks who think they're onto something.
I think it's just kind of lending to that same idea, like to be able to jump in and attack and speak quickly to get all of your ideas out there. Speed reading feels closer than
where's like the crossover with like speed reading and singing?
Well, think about like modern major general.
Oh, that's an important question.
Sorry,
Jimmy,
I was a little
that
late
is
to
an
the bell.
Important question.
No, yes.
We're connected.
What is that crossover?
The thought process is happening.
hip hop? Rapping?
Hamilton. I mean, okay, to be fair, that's all I listen to is Hamilton. So it could just be like my brain wanting for that to be a thing. Mm-hmm. So. Even if that's not the answer, this is me. This is my PSA. This is my plug. It's for Hamilton. I'm not in it, but I'm going to plug on behalf of them.
We got a second listen for clip five. If we want to take that.
I also grew up in a family with five sisters, so to get a word in edgewise, it was self-defense.
God, who is this?
He sounds familiar.
He sounds like Matt Damon.
No.
Almost, like when he's a little younger.
Maybe. Okay, maybe a young Matt Damon.
And Matt Damon's a singer.
Yeah, he's also problematic, but that's for another podcast.
Is he a singer? I guess he sang in 30 Rock, didn't he? He sang a little bit there.
Sang in 30 Rock. He was guest starred on an episode of Will and Grace, and he was in the choir that Jack was in.
Oh, yeah, he was straight.
And he was a straight
Jack
guy pretending
straight.
To be a gay
yeah.
man for the gay man's chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And he like sang, like legit mm-hmm. sang. Nice. Well, we have one final clip. Unless you guys want the additional hint clip to get a little bit extra information, but only 2 points.
He's also been to Mars.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Foster.
I can't confirm whether he was straight or gay on Mars, but nor can I talk about his singing voice, but he can grow some potatoes.
I don't like that you said I can't confirm in a way that's like I know the answer but I won't reveal it to you.
Oh boy, I don't know. Do we want the hint, Foster?
We're not on the hint yet.
We have one more clip left.
Oh,
one final chance for you to see.
I misunderstood
the
rules. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. Do you want to jump into clip six? Any final thoughts before we do that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, last clip. Here we go.
And lately, minute rice.
Slice the green peppers, use them with your minute rice from a vera paella or a pilaf.
Well, that
they got this guy to be in the voiceover advertiser for like late night sales pitches.
Yes. Yeah, this is like those infomercials.
Yeah, the fast talking person at the end that talks about the side effects of drugs and
okay, but remember, late night was deemed cold.
So maybe it's just commercials.
an interview with a guy who's very famous for doing internet. Oh my goodness. Product commercials and like speaking facts about the product.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That feels good. Like everything lines up. I'm just wondering I'm still stuck on the 4 years of learning.
I am too.
Or 10 minutes. Maybe that's just talking about his ability to talk fast.
It might be. That might have just been like his introduction.
It could have been. It could have been like the person interviewing him, like, hey, this is
Matt Damon.
This is Tim Matt Damon, and we're going to show us 4 years of learning condensed into 10 minutes of listening today.
He speaks Tim so Matt quickly, Damon. It's like condensing 4 years of learning into 10 minutes of listening.
Tim Matt Damon. Oof. That's a name.
Now available on Wish.
We have one final listen of clip six, and thus our regular season ends. So here we go. Here's our last listen.
And lately, minute rice.
Slice the green peppers. Use them with your minute rice from a Vera Pie or a pilaf.
Yeah, it was like somebody was talking over the beginning of the clip and then the actual clip. Someone was introducing it.
I think this is like a news segment. Like, I don't know if they would do this on like 2020 or something, but where they're doing like, it's like a profile on this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because there we just heard like kind of the newscaster person doing like their voiceover, and then they cut to like a clip of him reading off doing the minute rice thing.
I think it almost sounds like this is a radio interview.
I don't know.
Because, well, that's the only time that I can think of where it's like fairly common for like somebody to speak over the beginning of clips. Like, you know, you're listening to the radio and like the host is still talking over the beginning of the song because it hasn't gotten to the good part yet, and they're still talking about advertising and stuff.
I mean, it could definitely be like an NPR segment.
Yeah, it could.
I could definitely see that.
For the listeners and at home, I just want to describe David's face. It's like either the eyes of you guys have no idea what you're talking about, or man, they got it.
They nailed this.
And there's no in between.
And I just want to say, like, when David smiles, it doesn't quite reach his eyes.
It barely reaches his mouth.
I'm dead inside.
Well, most of us are. We survived 2020.
Folks, that is the end of our regular season clip. So now is the time for our Guessy Boys and you at home, Obscurians, to decide if you want the hint clip and only have a chance to win a maximum of 2 points. So I'm going to go down our list here. Jimmy and Larry, would you guys like the hint clip? And you can decide individually. Only one of you can take the hint clip, or both, or neither. We will hear the hint clip regardless, but if you decide to lock in your answer now.
I think we've got a really solid grounding.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
You watch reality television, and anybody who says, oh, we got it in the bag, they go home that week.
That's fair.
They pack their bags. So
my current thought process of, like, if I were to give my final guess right now, I would say it's a radio interview about a speed-talking advertisement voiceover person.
That's great that you have an answer.
Which may or may not be Matt Damon.
Foster, what are you leaning? Are you going to take the hint? Or are you going?
I'm feeling pretty good. I agree basically with everything you said, Larry. I'm going to put my marbles in a news segment profile.
I'm also, given talking to you two, no, I'm going to lock in with an answer.
All right, everybody's locking in. I love it. Great. So, Larry, we'll start with you. If you will just one more time confirm your official guess, source, and subject.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's a radio interview about a speed-talking advertisement voiceover dude, which may or may not be Matt Damon. Probably not. But if there's bonus points for it being Matt Damon, I'll take them.
There will be.
Okay, good.
Yay. Want to win a cruise.
Great. And Jimmy, your official guess?
My official guess is this is an interview in some video form, probably on television would be my guess, in the morning-ish time about somebody who is an advertiser, either on the radio or in media in general.
And sorry, just to clarify, can you be specific about why this person's being interviewed?
They're an expert in advertising and like being the person who does voiceover work specifically for marketing.
And Foster, your official guest.
I think this is a news profile of somebody who's incredibly good at getting energetic information out quickly on a QVC, just in a commercial type setting, because you wouldn't sell Minute Rice on QVC, I don't think.
You might, if it's vintage.
So you're going to go with getting information out in a commercial type setting, you said?
Yes. And I think this is video. This is from a news program.
Program.
Great. I love it. Obscurians at home, now is your chance. If you want the full 3 points to lock in your guess, write it down, tell a friend, do an interpretive dance that just makes you feel the answer that you think it is. Lock in that guess now, because we are going to take a listen to the hint clip and see if this makes any of our guessy boys regret their choices.
I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know your game. What about you? Well, I say the sky's a limit, and to me, that's really true.
I'm glad we didn't take the hint.
Yeah, that would have just made me more confused. Yeah.
Would not have added anything.
It would have made me more like, I have no clue.
Yeah, we did. We did good, I think.
I'm happy with our decision. Although this person clearly did policy debate in high school, if you can talk that fast. Holy smokes.
Also, I do want to add, if anyone does the interpretive dance portion, could you film it, post it to social media, and tag Obscurian? Just like tag us here. Like, please
do. I love it. Larry, do you want to run our social media?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's great. Thanks. I'm gonna let you guys get a second listen to that, even though it seems like you might not care to, but I'm gonna ask you to really pay attention to the words because you might find them familiar.
I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know your game. What about you? Well, I say the sky's the limit, and to me, that's really true.
I caught sky's the limit, and that was.
I don't know about you.
About it.
Yeah. There's also some music in the background that was trying to help you out as well.
Is he reading the screenplay from Top Gun? is that what's happening?
Well, since you guys locked in your answers, it won't change that. But at least for the Obscurians who haven't locked in their answers, I'll clarify that the last bit of that clip that they heard, the words you heard were, and they say the sky's the limit, and to me, that's really true.
The Amelia Earhart story.
Now premiering on Lifetime.
In her case, the ocean was the limit.
Oh!
Too soon.
Bad taste Amelia Earhart joke.
Ooh, sorry. God. I really look up to Amelia Earhart, and I think she was an inspiration to our nation. And so.
Yeah.
An inspiration to our nation.
I wanted to rhyme.
Thank you. Thank you, Captain Rhyme.
All right, any final thoughts on our mystery this week or our guesses?
Oh, boy. No, I'm just so honored to be here. I mean, it is an honor to even be nominated.
Among so many talented people.
I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press.
All right, folks, let's jump into our final clip, the reveal, to find out what this is all about and to see how our guessy boys did. Here we go. Clip number 8, the reveal.
John Machida's claim to fame is that the Guinness Book lists him as the world's fastest talking man. More than 500 words per minute.
Oh, wow.
That's right. John Machida.
I said Guinness.
You did say Guinness, like after clip 2.
And in fact, that was our bleeped word back in clip
4.
Was that he was put into the Guinness Book for speaking so quickly. And he was put into it specifically for singing the song You Got Trouble from The Music Man very fast. And that final clip that you heard was what this YouTube video is titled, the hint clip rather, and that's that this, the interviewer, it is a news story, by the way, it is very like 2020 style. So Foster, I don't know if it really was 2020, but you're on the right track with that, that kind of vibe. And, the interviewer asked John Machida to read the lyrics to Michael Jackson's Bad, which was what that lyric was from, in 20 seconds. Cause this was at the time that Bad had just recently come out. So I'm going to share my screen and let you guys just watch that last little bit. Yeah,
I actually think I've seen this news story before. I actually think I've seen this video.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I should have been able to narrow down to speed talking.
Okay, I'm not sure where exactly I've started the video, but there's only just a little bit left, so I'll play it for
the
you.
Listeners, the gentleman we're looking at looks like every chemistry teacher ever.
I think he's wearing his suspenders backwards.
First cut there, bad. If you could just sort of give us your rendition of it. Glad to hear that.
I'll give it up to the first chorus there. Okay. Your butt is mine, gonna tell you, right? You show your face in the broad daylight. I'm telling you how I feel, gonna hurt your mind. Don't shoot to kill, come on, lay it on me, all right? I'm giving you one on the count of three to show you stuff, or let it be. I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know your game, what about you? Well, I say the sky's a limit, and to me, that's really true. But my friend, you see nothing, just wait till I get through, because I'm bad, come on. Bad, really, really bad. You know I'm bad, you know, bad, really, really bad. You know I'm bad, I'm bad, come on, you know, bad, really, really bad. And the whole world has the answer just right. Just tell you once again who's bad.
so cute.
He was a little, when he got done, he was a little too cocky for my taste, but that's okay. That's okay.
Like, relax. You can talk fast. You're not
saving
the world.
Yeah, like, we get it. Yeah, like, fix world hunger or something.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm just kicking myself about giving up on the Guinness book.
I know. We kind of never even came back to that.
Yeah, I was about to be very impressed in that it was, like, you guys nailed it that quickly when you were thinking along those lines at the beginning. So, the reason for his garb, so the listeners can't see this, but he is wearing actually, like, a university kind of doctorate-looking outfit. So like a graduation gown with the colored, what do they call them? I don't know what they call them. The bands that kind of come down. Anyway, so, and that is because he is on this interview, specifically because he's advertising this, which is, yes, it's sort of a bit of a joke, but it's called 10 Minute University, Professor John Machida's 10 Minute University. And it's like just him talking very quickly through many, many subjects to try and learn what the interviewer calls 4 years of content in 10 minutes. So that's why he's spoofingly dressed up like a professor.
Is it like Gettysburg Address, four scores 70 years ago, emancipation. I can't even do it. I can't. Okay, the guy. Okay, he's got some skill.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He talks very quickly. 500 words a minute, I think, is what they said. That's very
500 words a minute. Holy moly!
Oh yeah. God, we were so on the right.
I'll share a story with you guys. Just like, I'll try to do it fast. So I am a fast talker naturally. And when I worked for the last restaurant company I worked for, we opened a restaurant out in Seattle, and they like sent out a professional film crew to film us in like situations for, you know, if this happens, treat it this way type of thing. Well, they got done filming and I was like, I played the server in every scene. And they like cut the film, whatever, they sent it to the executive leadership team. And they were like, yeah, we can't use any of this. And they were like, why? And they were like, fast talking Jimmy screwed everything up. Like, we can't understand what he's saying.
Oh, man.
So they like spent like thousands of dollars on this professional camera crew. And after editing, they were like, nope. And then that's the end of my story. So,
well, so no one during the production itself would like speak up or say like, oh, hey, maybe slow down.
Nobody said anything at all. It was like, it took us like 2 days of shooting. And there wasn't like a script or anything. It was just like, hey, go in there and like do this situation. You're an improviser anyway. Actually, they said you're an improver. And I'm like, oof. Oof. And I don't know. Apparently I was, me on camera is not a good thing, I guess.
Wow. Can we role play a little bit of that just so the listeners can get a taste?
Oh boy, sure. I mean, why? Yeah.
All right, I'm sitting down at my table.
Okay. Oh hi. My name's Jimmy. I'll be your server today. Our special is a Camp Lindo's chicken served over a pan butter sauce with crispy flash fried gold Yukon potatoes, Kalamata olives, Fresno chilies, finished with little parsley. And then our soup of the day is a lobster bisque. Can I get you anything to start?
Young man.
Okay. Cut. I'm sorry, Jimmy. We just want you to emphasize those specials a little more. Can you just emphasize them? Can you just really like stress them? That would be great.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to stress them.
Great. Thank you. Action.
Right. Okay. So our specials today, it's chicken and we've emphasized its deliciousness.
I'll take two.
And scene. Perfect. I love that.
See, I think that was very usable. I don't know. I don't know what they were talking about.
I don't think we can use that. The guy at the table was ridiculous. No one's going to believe his performance. So, let's see. Larry, you said radio was the source and that the subject was speed talking ad talker. I'm going to give you 1 point I'm going to give you not a point for the source because it's not radio. It is a TV interview. It was video. But I'm going to give you a point for the speed talking ad talker because that is sort of what made him money and made him famous was doing ads like Minute Rice, for example. So I'll give you a point there. Jimmy, you said a TV interview with an advertising expert. I think I'm going to give you 1.5 points. So you got the source right with TV interview. He's not exactly an advertising expert because the main focus was that he was in the Guinness Book for just talking quickly. But he was on a lot of commercials and stuff. So I'll give you that 0.5 point there. Thank you. Foster, you said a news profile about someone getting info out quickly in commercial format. And for that, I think I will go ahead and give you 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Clap louder.
That's points for you. Bow before your winner.
We scared the cats.
Yeah. Zoom blocks out sound, so it was just silent clapping.
It was kind of creepy.
I hope they hear it in the audio, though.
Great. Foster, I'll let you continue that wonderful introduction.
Oh, yes. So this is Couples Month, and each week we've heard a couple tell one of their couple stories, a story that you two would tell maybe like at a party.
Do we tell the sappy one of how we met?
Sure. We can. Okay. Are you wanting sappy or are you wanting comedy?
You know, we'll take either.
Whatever comes to mind.
I mean, this is probably the most common one that people ask. So I moved here from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I had my man imported.
Jimmy's from here in Kansas City. So I had come down as a guest performer from Comedy City in the Green Bay location and was performing at Comedy City, Kansas City. We like barely made it on time to the show. The show started at what, like 7:30?
7:30, people rolled in at 7:26.
Like 7:26.
How unprofessional, like, I mind you.
We got hit with traffic. Okay. Anyway, so we roll in and Jimmy and I catch each other's eye. Like as I'm coming down, for those of you that have been to Comedy City, like getting down into the green room, there's a tiny little stairwell to get into two separate green rooms. And I happen to just round the corner, look up, and we met eyes from across the room. So I badgered one of the other performers that night because Jimmy, of course, bolted out of there immediately after the show.
Wait, why? Of course, okay.
I'm a nervous person, and also at the time I had never dated anyone. Well, I'd been on one date with one guy in high school, and he did not grow up well, so I dodged that bullet.
Jimmy was afraid of me, is what he's saying. but I badgered one of the other performers into giving me his phone number. And after a few too many adult beverages, I just was texting him late into the evening.
Yeah, he hits me up at like 2:30 a.m. Keep in mind, I don't know this phone number. And he's like, "Hi, Jimmy from Kansas City." Or no, "Hi, Jimmy. I'm Larry from Green Bay." And I'm like, "Hi, Larry from Green Bay. I'm Jimmy from Kansas City and I'm going to bed."
And we hit it off. We did the long distance thing for a little while. And finally, like, you know, I'm out of college and I'm in my young 20s, mid 20s.
Yeah, I went to go visit him in Wisconsin and he's like, "What do you think about moving up to Wisconsin?" And I'm like, "No, I think that's a hard pass. Sorry. Like, it's Wisconsin. All you have is racists and cheese." No offense to Wisconsin.
No offense to anybody.
I mean, that is the state motto.
Like the Florida of the North.
that's right underneath that.
But yeah, so no, we did long distance for a little while. And when it came time for me to, you know, we had to make that decision. Like, do we want to give this a real shot or not? I up and packed up all my stuff and I moved to Kansas City.
Yep.
Here we are, 5.5 years later.
Here we are.
Love.
Love.
Love is love.
Love.
You know.
Jimmy, I like the idea of that being just the bio you use for everything is, "Hi, I'm Jimmy from Kansas City and I'm going to sleep."
It honestly, though, it is like a life motto of mine, because if I could permanently be asleep, and not like in a morbid way, but just like, I love sleep so much more than anything.
Thank you wonderful. To Jimmy and Larry so much for being on this week's episode of Audio Obscura and for helping us with Couples Month for the month of February. Now is the time when we do plugs. So if you guys want to plug anything, Jimmy, if you want to give a second plug for wish.com or whatever you want to plug, go ahead. I'll let you guys have the floor.
Well, they don't let us do anything anymore. So I'm going to plug this podcast. And if you've never eaten at Green Room Burgers and Beer, Google that and go eat there and support a really cool local business. That's my plug.
They're great, local to Kansas City. They've, you know, been around for quite a while, and very delicious food and locally brewed beer. They're boasted as the smallest brewery in Kansas City.
With some of the best darn beer.
So good.
And food. Yeah, really, really great food.
Yeah.
So actually, if those Kansas Cityans or people visiting Kansas City, if you support Green Room Burgers and Beer, you're like directly supporting one former guest of this podcast and indirectly supporting pretty much everybody who's been on this show.
Yeah. Yep.
Great. Anything else from you guys that you want to plug?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Foster, anything you want to plug before we say goodbye to the listeners?
I'm going to use my plug to put a little beef out there.
Ooh, all right.
I got
Foster's beef of the week.
Beef of the week.
I love beef.
Beef with these, like, cryptozoologists hunting shows that my mom is obsessed with. And the fact that they keep and we know they're never going to find these creatures. So why do you have the show? You're giving people false hope, and it's all skepticism and pseudoscience. And I'm not a fan. Just wanted to put that out there.
Watch Zoo on Netflix. Great show.
Oh, yeah. Wait, on Netflix. Oh, OK. Not the thing about not the special on the Bronx Zoo. Never mind.
OK.
No, it's not. No. It's about, like, I don't know, animals. They go crazy.
It's a total fiction show, the third season is very much cryptozoology.
Oh, it's horrible.
Wow.
So wait, we've got one person saying watch it, the other person saying it's horrible.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a little secret about marriage. You don't always have the same taste in television, and it can cause some of your biggest fights. Like, this fool tried to get me into Firefly, and I'm like, there's a reason the show only lasted one season. There's like seven genres packed into one Star Wars theme.
The sets were too expensive.
That Nathan Fillion, though.
I mean, I'll give you Nathan Fillion. Come on. 100%.
Talk about Matt Damon.
Tim Matt Damon. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of Audio Obscura. Thank you so much for joining us. Visit us on the web, audioobscurapod.com, or on social media at audioobscurapod. Thank you to Larry and Jimmy. Come back next week. We'll have yet another couple to round out Couples Month. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hamilton?
Hamilton.